Sahu client pair Dal Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Huda Arimer Ainzel Agedar Kara. Rabbi Huda is referring back to the previous mission. In the previous mission, we were discussing the case of Machwa Kara. And the Mishnah Aleph had said that it did a Machwa Kara mit, that if you have 12 amos of space, you'd be allowed to plant other types of produce. But if not, you would not be allowed to plant other types of produce. And in the previous mission, we said that Machwa Kara is referring to the space between the vines and the fence that encircles the vineyard. If there's 12 amos of space between the vines and the fence that encircles the vineyard, you'd be allowed to plant other types of produce there. But if there's less than 12 amos of space, you would not be allowed to plant other types of produce there, as it would be client care. And Rabbi Huda disagrees. Rabbi Huda holds that the space between the vines and the fence that encircles the vineyard, that's not the case of Machwa Kara that we were referring to in Mishnah Aleph, that we said that it requires 12 amos of space. No, instead, this is called Gedar Karam. The space between the vines and the fence is called Gedar Karam, and you don't need 12 amos of space to allow you to plant other types of produce there. Even if there's only 6 amos of space between the vines and the fence, you can distance 4 amos from the vineyard, and then you can plant the remaining 2 amos. And the 4 amos next to the vineyard, you can't plant there at all, even according to Rabbi Huda, as that's the Avodat HaKarim, that's the space that's needed to work on the vineyards, to bring the oxen there, to harvest, and to plow. So those 4 amos next to the vines are considered part of the vineyards, and if you plant there, it would be client Karim. But the other 2 amos that are remaining are not considered part of the Karim, according to Rabbi Huda, and you'd be allowed to plant there. So you don't need 12 amos between the fence and the vine to allow you to plant in that space. So that's not the case of Machwa Karim that we're referring to in Mishnah. So what is the case of Machwa Karim that we're referring to in Mishnah Aleph? Bein Shnei Akramim. Space between 2 different vineyards. That's what the Mishnah was referring to. That if you have 12 amos of space between 2 vineyards, you'd be allowed to plant other types of produce in that space. But if there's less than 12 amos of space between 2 vineyards, you would not be allowed to plant in the area between the 2 vineyards. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's more lenient when it's 2 different vineyards on either side, as opposed to when you have a vineyard that has been stripped of its vines in the middle, then that would require 16 amos of bare space in the middle to allow you to plant other types of produce there. But if it's 2 different vineyards on either side, then you only need 12 amos of space to allow you to plant between the 2 vineyards. While according to the Chachamim, there's no difference as to whether it's 1 vineyard that has been stripped of its vines in the middle, or if it's 2 different vineyards. In both cases, the halacha is the same, that you need 16 amos of space in the middle to allow you to plant between the 2 vineyards, or to allow you to plant in the bare space of a vineyard that has been stripped of its vines in the middle. Now, the Mefarshim bring down from the Yerushalmi that which Rabbi Yehuda holds, that if it's 2 different vineyards and there's space in between those vineyards, you only need 12 amos of space to allow you to plant there. And that's if one vineyard had its vines facing north-south and the other vineyard had its vines facing east-west. That the vines on one vineyard are pointing in a different direction than the vines of the other vineyard. In such a case, since it's very recognizable that it's 2 different vineyards, you only need 12 amos of space between the 2 vineyards to allow you to plant other types of produce there. But if the vines of both vineyards are facing in the same direction, they're both facing east-west, or they're both facing north-south, Rabbi Huda would agree with the Chachamim that the space between 2 vineyards has the same din as the space in the middle of a vineyard that has been stripped of its vines, and that you would need an area of 16 amos to allow you to plant other types of produce between the 2 vineyards. Ezehu geder shehu gavoa asar tzvachim v'charet shehu amak asar v'rachav dal. What's considered a fence? Anything that's 10 tzvachim high. And what's considered a ditch? If it's 10 tzvachim deep and 4 tzvachim wide. As I love it, if you have a fence or a ditch next to a vineyard, you're allowed to plant other types of produce on the other side of the fence or on the other side of the ditch, and it would not be client care. Since there's a fence or a ditch that divides the vineyard from the other type of produce, and what's considered a fence, if it's 10 tzvachim high, that would be a fence that would allow you to plant on the other side other types of produce. And what is considered a ditch, if it's 10 tzvachim deep and 4 tzvachim wide, that would allow you to plant other types of produce on the other side of the ditch. So the client part of Dal Mishnah Dal Mechitas HaKana, a fence made out of reeds. And Me'en Ben Kana L'Chaveiro Shlosha Tvachim Kadeisha Yikana Sagdi HaRezu Kimechitas. If there's less than 3 tvachim between one reed and the next, which is less space than is needed for a goat to go through, it would have a din of a mechitza. That would be a kosher mechitza, even though the fence is not totally enclosed. There's space between one reed and the next. Since the space between one reed and the next is less than 3 tefachim, it's considered a kosher mechitza. And this is called lavud. Lavud is halacha l'moshe Messina that teaches us when you have a mechitza made out of sticks or made out of rods or made out of reeds, if there's less than 3 tefachim space between one reed or one rod and the next, it's considered completely enclosed and it's considered a kosher mechitza. And since it's a kosher mechitza, if you have a vineyard on one side of the fence, you can plant other types of produce on the other side of the fence, since there is a mechitza that separates the vineyard from the other types of produce. The Gedesh and Nifrat Adasar Amos Harehi Kepesach. A fence that has been breached up to 10 Amos, that breach is considered an entranceway and is considered part of the fence. And therefore, you can plant other types of produce right up next to the entranceway or the opening of the wall, even though there's a vineyard on the other side. And even though the wall is breached, since that breach is less than 10 Amos, it's considered just an entranceway, and it's considered part of the mechitza, and therefore, you can plant other types of produce right up next to the vineyard, since it's just a breach in the fence, and it's considered part of the fence. And when there's a fence that separates the vineyard from the other types of produce, you're allowed to plant the produce next to the vineyard. Yes, or mikan, but if the breach is more than 10 amos, keneged hapirsa also, you would not be allowed to plant other types of produce right up next to the breach part of the wall, into the vineyard on the other side of the fence. And since the breach is more than 10 amos, the part of the wall that has been breached is not considered part of the mechitza. And therefore, you can't plant other types of produce next to the vineyard, since there is no mechitza that separates it. Nifritubo Pirtus Harbe. If the wall that separates the vineyard from the other types of produce had been breached in many places, but each breach individually is less than 10 amos, if the part of the wall that's still standing is more than the part of the wall that has been breached, it is mutter to plant other types of produce even up against the breached part of the wall, as the entire area of the mechitza is considered a kosher mechitza, even the part that has been breached, since the part that is standing is more than the part that has been breached, and none of the breaches themselves are more than 10 amos. The whole length of the wall is considered a kosher mechitza to divide the vineyard from other types of produce. Ve'em ha'paris meruba, I made keneged ha'pirzos. But if the wall has been breached in many places, and when you count up all together all the parts of the wall that have been breached, it is more than the parts of the wall that is still intact. In such a case, you cannot plant other types of produce next to the vineyard in the places where the wall has been breached, as the places where it's been breached is no longer considered part of the mechitza, since when you count up all the places that have been breached, it's more than the parts of the wall that are still intact. But you could plant other types of produce right up next to the parts of the wall that are still intact if the part of the wall that you're planting next to is at least 4 tefachim long. If you have a piece of the wall that's still intact that's 4 tefachim long, that would have a din of a mechitza, and you would be allowed to plant other types of produce right up next to that part of the wall, since that part of the wall is still intact.